From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Two American men have been killed fighting against Islamic State militants in the terror group's de facto capital city, Raqqa, Syria. A U.S.-allied Kurdish militia said Tuesday that 28-year-old Robert Grote of California and 29-year-old Nicholas Warden of New York City, New York State, that is, died last week. The People's Protection Units, also known by the Kurdish initials as the YPG, said Warden died on July 5th and Grote died the next day. The two men are not the first Americans to die fighting alongside Kurdish forces. They were also not members of the U.S. Special Forces embedded with a Syrian coalition. The FBI says a U.S. Army sergeant arrested for allegedly trying to help the Islamic State has a long history of making threats and pro-extremist statements. Ikaika Kang remains behind bars following his initial court appearance in Hawaii, where he is stationed. The FBI says Kang turned over classified military documents to an undercover agent posing as an Islamic State member. Kang is an air traffic controller. He served in Iraq and Afghanistan. His court-appointed lawyer believes he may be suffering from combat-related mental health issues. President Trump, who in the past has criticized Paris, calling it an unsafe city because of terrorism, is in the air now, heading to the French capital. He'll mark the French national holiday on Friday after holding terrorism talks with President Emmanuel Macron and marking the 100th anniversary of American troops entering World War I. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. Before departing the United States, President Trump gave several interviews at the White House, in contrast to reports from U.S. intelligence agencies that Russian President Vladimir Putin intervened in last year's American elections to increase the Republican Trump's chances of victory. The president said he believes Trump had hoped Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton would win the race. A year ago, Trump described Paris as so out of control, so dangerous because of terrorists operating there. President Trump also says the White House is functioning perfectly, challenging accounts that it is in chaos from his eldest son's disclosure of how he met last year with a supposed Russian government lawyer who offered incriminating information about Hillary Clinton, Trump's Democratic election opponent. The news accounts described the president with a light schedule Tuesday as fuming while he watched News Channel reports about Donald Trump Jr.'s emails with an intermediary for the lawyer. But Trump said on Twitter his White House is focused on overhauling the country's health care law, tax cuts and reforms, and, quote, many other things. I have very little time for watching TV. Mr. Trump personally intervened to allow a team of Afghan women students into the United States for a major global robotics competition, VOA has learned. The U.S. Embassy in Kabul had denied visas for the girls earlier this month for unknown reasons. The U.N. said Wednesday it had identified another 38 probable mass graves in central Congo where violence has killed thousands since August. This would bring the total of mass graves found in the Kasai region to 80. Brazil's former president Luiz Inácio da Silva has been convicted of corruption and money laundering and sentenced to 9.5 years in prison. Lula, as he's commonly known, has denied the charges and plans to appeal the conviction. He'll remain free during the appeals process. A federal judge found the popular politician guilty of taking more than $1 million in kickbacks from an engineering firm and using the money to refurbish a beachfront apartment. The decision was widely expected, even by Silva's own defense team, but it is still stunning. Global stock markets rose sharply Wednesday after Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen dampened expectations that the U.S. Central Bank would raise interest rates more than 3 times in 2017. The central bank has already raised rates twice in 2017, and one more rate hike is now expected later this year. You can find more on these and other stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.